Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are doing our DEMA show spectacular. We actually have two broadcasts we're doing from the DEMA show this week. They're on tape because the DEMA show's going on during the week. And, of course, we air on Saturday afternoons. However, we're going to cover this event backwards and forwards for you back home. For those of you not in the dive industry, aren't dive professionals, that's okay. We're going to give you a little backstage pass to this trade-only event for dive industry professionals around the world. We're kicking it off in style with our friends from Oceanic. They are having a pre-DEMA show party the night before the event at the Golden Nugget Casino, actually out by the dive pool. That's where we're hanging right now. Dan Emke is the president, CEO of Oceanic Worldwide. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, Greg. Thank you very much.
And thanks for having us, my friend. Nice cocktail party you have here. They got a little, they have an aquarium surrounded by a pool and a water slide. Very tropic, very dive feel to the Golden Nugget here in Las Vegas, don't you think?
Yeah, well, we've been partnering with the Landry's. Landry's properties are putting aquariums into their newer properties. So what we do is we provide them the gear. We get a lot of good exposure out of this, but we also get them to get into our gear and do their diving and reduce their budgets and be able to produce a lot of shows along the way, like what we're seeing here tonight. This is a shark tank with divers in a chainmail suit. And we've got mermaids that are going to get in the water here, and it doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, and those are Scuba Radio mermaids. We're going to get to them in just a bit. They're not wearing chainmail. They just got their Scuba Radio mermaid tails on, and that's all they need. As we've talked about many times before on Scuba Radio, the sharks afraid of the Scuba Radio mermaids. That's a whole other story. We'll go there another time. However, it's a pretty cool gig, and I bet you didn't know this, but Las Vegas, believe it or not, one of the most popular dive job capitals of the world. There's more divers at work here at the casinos and things like these aquariums here at the Golden Nugget that would surprise you. We're going to actually talk to some of the people that oversee the dive program here at the Golden Nugget and the aquarium they have and the shark tank and all that stuff in just a bit. That's coming up. But hey, what DEMA show broadcast would be complete without the hardest working man in the dive industry? Of course, I'm speaking of our good friend and dive buddy, Neil Watson. How you doing, Neil?
Oh, Greg, if I was doing any better, I couldn't stand it. I've been here since Saturday. It's what, Tuesday, Wednesday? What day is it? I don't even know. No, Tuesday. I'm here with my buddy Dan Emke. We've got sharks. We've got mermaids. We've got adult beverages. We've got music. This guy knows how to put on a party. I mean, this is like everybody's been so excited about coming to this event. And what a venue. This place is absolutely incredible.
It is indeed. Yeah, very dive-themed with the outdoor tank and the water slide. I can't wait to get a water slide enema here at the Oceanic party. What do you think, Neil? You up for that?
Greg, I know you're into enemas. You know, I'm going to just go in the pool, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to swim with a shark, something safe.
All right. Well, he goes in his wetsuit. Why not go in the pool? Anyway, but look, it is a cool thing. Neil uses Oceanic dive gear here and there. We've talked about the heads-up display mask, the data mask. You're using that just like me, right?
Oh, man, I was the guinea pig. I got the number one data mask released that wasn't a military version, and the theory was if Neil can't screw it up, it's ready for retail. And I've had, I don't even know how many hundreds of dives, but, I mean, the thing is absolutely amazing. Now I can't dive without it. I mean, if anything happened to that mask, I just have to take up rollerblading.
Exactly. Dan, was that the plan? Was he your guinea pig, or more? Was it more of a test subject, or what?
If anybody's going to beat product up, the world's champion depth diver is going to do it, so we wanted to put it in his hands to give us that test.
Yeah, well, and I was there for a couple of those test dives on the liveaboard. I remember that. It was quite impressive. Now I have my own data mask that I dive with, and I feel the same. I mean, what's the latest with the data mask? I know that's obviously one of the biggest buzz items in the dive industry, especially over the last year. Is there anything new here at the DEMA show that you are modifying for that, or just shipping more of them to get get the demand covered, or what?
We're working on data mask 2 right now. It'll probably be released 14, 16 months from now, but we still have excellent sales. The data mask is an excellent product, and we're going to be bringing out more of a sport version, something that doesn't look so military-esque.
I like looking cool and high-tech. Hey, don't take that away.
I'm waiting for the version, you know, with the heads-up display mask. You can, like, download a little porno when you're down there, you know,
surf
around.
The web.
Well, there you go. There you are. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that'll be like version 3 or 4, I'm guessing, right?
Well, no, I think version 2 would probably be more of a something that might appeal to the gentler sexes out there. Not necessarily looking for the military-esque porno version.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's all Neil, not me. But, yeah, it is a cool item. Obviously, one of the hottest-selling items in the dive industry this year was the Oceanic Data Mask. And, of course, you can find that at your local Oceanic dealer. What else, Dan? What else have you guys, or are you planning to debut here at the DEMA show? Can we share any insider secrets for our friends back home listening, or what?
You'd have to kill you. We're,
yeah, well, go ahead.
No, we've got a plethora of new product coming out, least of which would be a titanium dot matrix GPS version of a computer. That would probably be the premier product that we've got coming out. But we bring out many, many new products throughout the year that appeal not only to your higher end diver, but something more of an entry level for people to get into the sport, trying to provide good value with good products.
Yes, well, indeed you have done that, and
you know, one of their products that I think they don't talk enough about, they have a ladies' version of a BC that my daughter dives with, my granddaughter dives with. I recommend to friends and everything. I mean, it is like, it's really hard to find the perfect BC for women, and they have a version that is absolutely fantastic.
Now, what's that, Dan? What's he talking about? Do you know?
It's called the HERA, H-E-R-A. There's it's an acronym, but it's also, HERA was the wife of Zeus. So we try to keep our product, you know, kind of on the underwater side of things.
Yeah, like dive god like, right? That's why Neil likes it so much, I'm guessing. You think?
Hey, man, I got a dog named Mako. I mean, tell me about it.
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Well, it is good stuff. And of course, we're going to get out on the show floor here in the next day or two and cover more of the Oceanic products for you. But Neil, we need to talk to some of the divers here at this party. There's a who's who of the dive industry at this event. And, of course, we got to talk to the people that run the tank here. How would you like to jump in that tank with the sharks? They got sand tigers in there, nurse sharks, black tips, zebra sharks or something. I don't know. It's crazy stuff.
What do you mean, how would I like to? I'm going to.
Oh, okay. There you go.
They're not going to let me, but I'm going to.
Yeah, you know, see, they have this water slide thing, so you can get the water slide enema, bam, right into the shark dive.
Now, I'm going to figure out how to get into that thing, I'm telling you. I'm just jonesing to get into that that shark tank.
It sounds like an adventure for Trade Show Man.
Trade Show, well, he takes a lot of weights to get down because he's inflatable. But yeah, he would love that. He would love that. And you know, if he gets damaged, so what? We just repair him with, you know, super glue.
And by the way, making a long story short, Trade Show Man is a dummy, a full-size life dummy that Neil puts in his booth here at DEMA sometimes, you know, until about noon.
Unlike your inflatable dummy that you take to your room.
Okay, remember, we're going to keep stuff on the down low there, Neil. Sometimes.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
She's cute.
All right, well, let's go find our mermaids and our divers here. And see what other kind of trouble we can stir up here at the Oceanic party here, a pre-DEMA show event. Literally the night before DEMA opens here in Las Vegas, baby. It's good stuff. And yes, we do have our Scuba Radio Mermaids in the pool here. They call it the pool, I believe, at the Golden Nugget. We'll find out more about the Golden Nugget, too. Pretty sweet here in old the older section or classic section of Las Vegas. She's getting her picture taken. But with, hey, Angela, say hi to everyone back home.
Hey, everyone. I'm hanging out here at the Golden Nugget, swimming in the awesome pool with the shark tank. It is amazing.
Yeah, she's having a good time. You know, we had Angela with us on our Fiji adventure, and here she is in Las Vegas. She's doing quite well. Mermaid Angela on display here by the tank, the aquarium, the shark tank at the Golden Nugget. Willie, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Oh, hey, it's great. Great to be here.
Yeah, now you hit all the parties here at DEMA. You know, Willie is basically, he does a lot of research for the dive industry. He works with the Bahamas directly with Neil quite a bit, right? How are you feeling about the industry overall right now, man, Willie?
Let me tell you, I do spend a lot of time in researching things, and I can tell you there's only one really cool guy in the whole business.
And it's Thank Craig. You. I was going to say he was going to talk about Neil.
Wait, because
Neil's going to knock me out now, Will.
Everybody talks about the economy, man. Our business has been going under forever. that's the story of our life.
Yeah.
That's how we make a living.
That's right.
Call it a bump on the road.
Hey, yeah, I mean, really, people get into the dive industry because they love diving. You got your hills and valleys, and right now we may be in a little bit of a valley, but hey, the people here at DEMA, I mean, what I've seen so far, people getting ready to show their wares for the new year look pretty Jones to me from what I saw. What about you?
Well, you know, there's a Jimmy Buffett saying that says, paradise is anywhere you make it. And I think in this economy, that's a really great statement, because you can find holes. You can find people that are struggling, but you can also find guys that are having a great time, and they're doing good, and they're rocking and rolling, and they're making money, and they're doing fine. They're far and few between in times like this, but you know what? People are still going to take vacations. They're still going to go to great places like the Bahamas, and they're going to have a fantastic time. And you could not ask for a better buyer's market for that sort of thing if you would like to take a trip.
Well, this is true. What about the Bahamas right now? You can get some great deals flying over from Florida or wherever, right, Neil?
You know, not only great deals, but the Bahamas, up to a degree, benefits from recession simply because our proximity with being 70 miles, 50 miles actually from the U.S., it's close. People still travel. They don't go as far. They don't spend as much. They don't stay as long. That's our market. And, you know, the divers are unique. Where the leisure traveler may say, well, I'm going to take a year off before I take that vacation because I'm not sure where the economy is going. The diver is so passionate about his sport, he's going to max out that credit card or dig under the mattress and pull that money out because he wants to stay current, he wants to stay active, and he's passionate and loves his sport. And you know what? It's an escape. The world's going to go on. You still got to have a good time. And there's nothing better than our sport, diving, to have a good time.
Well, this is true. And there's no better group to hang with, whether it's good times or bad times, economy-wise, than a group of divers. And that's what we're here doing at the DEMA Show in Las Vegas. We're at the Golden Nugget Saloon, the Oceanic Party. More coming up. We're going to actually talk to the divers that work the tank here at the Golden Nugget Casino. That's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're in Vegas, baby.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm hanging out here at the Oceanic pre-party for DEMA in Las Vegas at the Golden Nugget Casino. We're out by the pool. Outside, they got a massive tank with sharks in it and that kind of thing. A pool that surrounds the aquarium. And, of course, we got our Scuba Radio Mermaids on display ready to do the water slide. They want to slide down the water slide in their mermaid tails. God bless them. Right, Dan? They might as well have fun, huh?
I really want to watch them slide down the water slides, Greg. Trust me.
There's a bunch of guys here, I think, that would follow you up on that as well. Now, Dan is the head cheese there at Oceanic, hosting this party for, DEMA, getting everybody together for the DEMA show. It's all Oceanic dealers, right, Dan?
Oceanic dealers, vendors, there's affiliates here. We've got the family. We've got a family here.
Yeah, it's like the Oceanic office party kind of thing, right? But it's a nice dig she got for a party here at the Golden Nugget Casino here in Las Vegas, Dan.
Well, the bottom line is we've got an aquarium here, and we're in the water sports industry. They've got divers. I'm looking at a diver in a chainmail suit holding a Golden Nugget, welcomes Oceanic Worldwide. We've got, again, our family out here having a ball. It doesn't get any better than this, and the diving industry is thriving.
Yes, it is. Well, you got one of the biggest dive industry leaders as far as dealers goes with you right now. It's Larry from ScubaToys.com. Larry, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing?
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, tell us about working with Oceanic. They're one of your major lines, I guess, you carry there at Scuba Toys, right?
Yes, actually, I started out in the Aris line and then also picked up the Oceanic line and also support Hollis because the company policy that they run throughout mirrors what we try to do it in our facility. And so really the secret to being a large dealer and having happy customers is having customer service. And it's very difficult to supply customer service unless you have vendors to support that same vein. And the whole Oceanic, Aries, Hollis line has been just incredible for us as far as being able to stand behind us and make sure there weren't any problems. And if there ever were, they correct them instantly. And when you have a vendor support like that, it makes it a lot easier to do our job as retailers.
Yeah, well, that's what you have to have. You have to have the manufacturer's support to be able to serve your customers properly. And that's why you went with them. Is that what you're saying, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. In fact, because of the strong customer relationship that I have with them, their Australian dealers asked me to come on down, and I've done some seminars down in Australia on customer service issues and things like that, and it's just an incredible company to support because their products are so good and because they stand behind them so well, which makes it easy for us to stand behind them.
Now, is that where it comes from, Dan? Does that trickle down from the top, from the Bob Hollis name and all that kind of stuff, or what?
Well, 3 years ago when I moved back to Oceanic, I've been with the corporation for 25 years. I had one goal in mind, that was to be the number one in customer service in our industry. I say this and as humbly as I can say it, we have attained that position and we work every day to maintain it.
And how do you do that? Just by being responsive to your dealers and customers or end customers if they have a problem or what?
Every person that picks up a phone that deals with any of our customers or consumers is empowered to solve a situation. They do not have to take something up to their manager. They know the parameters that they're working with, and they're empowered to make the customer happy.
Okay.
And I'd actually like to just jump in there. And not only do they do that at the home office, but they let us know that we can do that for the customer. And you see it reflected. Like, we have our forum at forum.scubatoys.com where people talk all the time about, well, gee, I had a problem with this or I needed this fixed. And it's amazing how Scuba Toys was able to take care of it instantly, or I contacted Oceanic and they took care of it instantly. So it's not just something that we can sit there and say. You can go out to our forum and you can read review after review after review of people that have had that experience throughout the entire company line. And not only does he empower his employees to do it, he empowers his dealers to be able to do it. And that makes a huge difference to the customer retention for that brand name and why people look for the Oceanic brand.
Well, and I guess that makes your job just a little bit easier, doesn't it?
It makes it a lot easier.
And that's what it's all about, for sure. All right, more coming up from Las Vegas. It's the Oceanic, Aries, and Hollis brand party here at the Golden Nugget Casino.
Scuba.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
We
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, hanging out at the Golden Nugget Casino pool area. They got a water slide. They got a pool surrounding an aquarium with sharks and all kinds of fish. It's quite an impressive layout here for the Oceanic pre-DEMA party here in Las Vegas. And I'm sitting here with Laura right now. Laura, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad you're here.
Absolutely. Now, you know, last week on our show, Laura, we talked about some of the coolest jobs you could get in the dive industry. And I think you have one here at the Golden Nugget Casino in Las Vegas. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think I have the coolest job in the world. I don't just get to dive with sharks every day. I also get to maintain their habitat, and I work with a great team. So it's the best of every world. And we live in Las Vegas at the Golden Nugget. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's not a bad gig. And I imagine she does pretty good on the money side, too, and she enjoys what she does. So it's not a bad thing as long as she doesn't, you know, spend it all in the slot machines. You're not allowed to, I guess, if you work here, are you?
Right. What?
Are you allowed to spend all your paycheck in the casino or no?
Absolutely.
All
yes.
Right. Well, God bless her.
Sure.
We'll hit the blackjack table later then for sure. Now, let's talk about this. You oversee the dive program and all the marine critters in the aquarium here at the Golden Nugget Casino?
Yep. I have a nice small team. We take care of a 200,000-gallon aquarium. But I'm the life sciences manager, so we don't just oversee the diving that we do on a daily basis, maintaining all of our equipment, but we also do all of the husbandry for the animals. We maintain all of the water quality and LSS, life support systems. So it's the most well-rounded, multifaceted job you could ask for that involves water and animals.
Yeah, now I mentioned the sharks. You have, I think you were telling me earlier, 5 species of sharks in the tank here?
Yes, we do. We have 5 different species, 16 sharks, but we also have lots and lots of game fish from around the world. So our collection includes over 250 animals.
Wow. Now, the aquarium is relatively new, about a year or so. You're not doing a dive program where divers can actually come in here, but I guess they could maybe apply for a job with you to work under you here, couldn't they?
That is so true. My biologists and my LSS operators all have to have degrees, and they also have to have a minimum of 25 hours under the water, because we have to have really good, comfortable divers with the sharks. But I also have part-time dive staff. So, yes, this is the perfect job.
And they have to know how to play craps, too, I heard.
Yes,
but
that's
another thing. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get down.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master at the Golden Nugget Casino. We're at the pool. That's what they call it outside? Or what?
The tank.
Oh, the tank, of course.
Golden Nugget, yeah.
And they have a dive bar here at the tank, right?
It's called the dive bar at the tank. So.
Nice. Well, that would make sense.
So
a very dive-themed operation here at the Golden Nugget Casino. This is in classic Las Vegas, right, Laura? What do you call it? Fremont Street area, what?
Yes, the Fremont Street experience. We're actually in downtown Las Vegas, and this is the jewel of downtown. It's the coolest place in all of Vegas, but specifically downtown.
Yeah, it's where really Vegas started, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
A lot of history, and they've redone this thing. It's really first class all the way. And, of course, they got this dive tank, and you can come shoot the water slide, get an enema, whatever you want to do, right?
Yep. We've just stepped it up a notch, though, because, I mean, how many people can say that they can go through a slide with a tank full of sharks?
Yes, it actually goes through the shark tank, doesn't it? It's impressive stuff. Now, we've been talking about your gig. Now, you came to this position here at the Golden Nugget Casino from where?
I was working in Florida for SeaWorld for about 16 years.
Well, there you go. That's where we're from, Orlando. That's where we broadcast from usually. So it does kind of have a SeaWorld feel to it a little bit.
No, it's better. It's Landry's.
Oh, okay. I'll go with you. I hear you. Absolutely. Now, what about your staff? You have a staff of how many divers?
All of my staff have to be divers. So I'm a diver. Our assistant curator is a diver. Heidi, say hi.
Heidi, how you doing? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Hey, thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Good, good. Now, Heidi, how do you like working here? Pretty cool gig, I would imagine, right?
I absolutely love it. I've never been any place that combined a fantastic attraction element with also being a true aquarium that has fantastic animals, a top-notch life support system. It's a great place to work. I love it.
Yeah, and you were telling me actually before we got on the air that you came here from Guam. That's where you were working before, or what?
I moved here from Guam for this job to come to work for this facility. Yeah.
And Guam, Guam is like the center of the Pacific. You can get to pretty much every awesome dive operation or destination there from Guam, right?
It's a fantastic jumping off place if you like to travel. And I had the opportunity to dive in Indonesia and all around Micronesia while I was living there. It was awesome for that. Yeah, it was really fantastic.
So you went from one extreme to the other, didn't you? From Guam to Las Vegas. I mean, that's an interesting jump for a dive career position.
A lot of people ask me if I'm absolutely crazy to move to the middle of the desert, being a diver and having come from a hot spot in the Pacific.
Yeah, but try and get in a 995 prime rib in Guam, and they'll laugh you out of the room, right?
Well, one of the things that's really fantastic here is that I'm in the water for 2 hours every day. So when I'm ready to get out of the, I'm ready to get out of the water when I'm done diving. Definitely am. So I get plenty of water time here.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to have fun on your surface interval in Las Vegas. It's pretty cool place. I mean, do you guys actually get together with any of the local dive clubs here in Las Vegas? Is there such a thing or what, Laura?
There actually are a lot of dive clubs here because we have a lot of dive shops that dive out of Lake Mead. But you have to remember, we're only 4 hours drive from California, from the coast, and it's only a 45-minute flight there. And, of course, Mexico is just a few hours down south. So we can go diving in the wild when we'd like to, but diving here is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Hey, we got more coming up from the Golden Nugget Casino in Las Vegas after the Dan Tip. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right, already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas. Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 81. Sure, fish smell, but you would too if you had to swim around in your own urine day after day.
Oh, gnarly!
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
Yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. Hey, Jeff, you ever play the kids' game Marco Polo?
Sure, though. It's been a while. Why?
I was teaching a class the other day, and we were discussing what happens when you get separated from your buddy. One of the students joked that you should just start an underwater version of Marco Polo.
Quite the approach.
Good for a laugh, but not really the best way to search for a missing diver. I thought maybe we should talk about that today.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Let's start with something simple. Whatever the reason, you and your buddy get separated on a dive.
That is something you and your buddy should have discussed before you entered the water. You should have a plan in place that in the event you're separated during the dive, you know what steps you'll take to reconnect.
Such as?
Such as agreeing that if separated, you'll immediately go to a designated point to rendezvous. Maybe it's an anchor line or a scent line, or maybe it's at some other landmark you know will be on the dive. Another plan often agreed upon is that when you realize you've lost contact, search for one another for 1 minute and then ascend and reconnect on the surface.
But the important thing is to know what you'll do and follow the plan, right?
Right.
Okay, so what happens if you follow your reconnection plan but you still can't find your buddy?
Well, then you're dealing with a missing diver. Immediately notify anybody nearby, either on the boat or on shore, that you've got a missing diver in the water. You should not undertake a search by yourself without a plan and support in place.
Since there's always the possibility of a missing diver having some kind of trouble, I'm guessing it's better to treat the matter as urgent?
Urgent, yes. Panic, no. Start by marking the spot where you came up with a marker buoy, and if you have immobile objects around you, like a tree or building on shore, use them as reference points. Next, see if anyone can spot the missing diver's bubbles. If they can be spotted, it helps target the missing diver's location and where to start to look for them.
Assuming they have bubbles to spot.
True. If the diver is using a rebreather, this is obviously not going to be a helpful step.
And if the bubbles are spotted?
Send a diver to check them out. Meanwhile, you should be providing the support team with as much information as possible. What the plan profile was, what direction you intended to swim, what happened on the dive, at what point you became separated. A description of your buddy's gear, anything that can prove useful in the search.
You can even be doing that while you're looking for bubbles, can't you?
Absolutely. And when you're looking for those bubbles, be sure to look in every direction, not just where you think the missing diver should be. Oftentimes, the separation is the result of a diver simply getting disoriented or lost.
What about enlisting the help of others?
The more the merrier. If you're on a boat, contact other boats in the area to see if the diver mistakenly boarded the wrong vessel. And if not, enlist their help. If you're on shore, have others scanning the water and checking the surrounding areas. Believe it or not, sometimes the missing diver has simply gotten out of the water and returned to camp or their car.
And if that doesn't help?
It's likely time to start the underwater search. Searches should be conducted in teams, both for the safety of the searchers and to have extra resources should a rescue be involved. Search teams should not enter the water without a solid plan in place. The plan should include an agreed-upon search area, search patterns to be used, and time limits. If there are enough divers available, organize standby dive teams to pick up where the first team leaves off or to lend additional assistance if it becomes necessary.
What about other divers in the water?
If they are part of your group, you may want to institute a recall to regroup and reorganize everyone back on the boat or on shore. They may be able to lend assistance in providing information about what was happening underwater or, profiles permitting, it may be able to join the search. It's also possible that the missing diver will surface upon the recall, as a recall itself may be all he or she needs to find their way back.
What procedures should the search teams follow?
They should always stay together, and they should never deviate from the plan they put in place. At no time should the searchers put themselves in danger while looking for a missing diver. Generally, the marked spot is used as a starting point, and the search expands in an agreed-upon direction from there. What search pattern is used depends upon the topography of the dive site, the conditions, and the visibility. But the most commonly used patterns include the U-pattern search, expanding squares, and circular search patterns. If the dive is being done in a specific or concentrated area, like a wreck, for example, you may simply have several dive teams doing random searches, but more often than not, a more formal search is used.
Hopefully, at some point in all this, the missing diver will be found. But if the unfortunate occurs and he's not?
It's time to call in the authorities. In fact, you can call them at any point in the search. If you feel like you need additional assistance, don't hesitate to call for it. When you're looking for a missing diver, you know you're working against the clock, so use whatever resources you have available to you.
And hopefully it'll all come out right.
In most cases it does. Most missing divers are usually just buddy teams that got separated for one reason or another. Sometimes it's preventable, sometimes not, which is why it's crucial to communicate with one another before you enter the water and stick to the plan you create.
And as for Marco Polo,
Let's leave that to the kids.
The search for a missing diver is something that should be undertaken quickly, but with a plan. Use whatever tools you have handy to help in the search, and don't be afraid to ask for help. But do your best to avoid going missing in the first place. Know the plan you and your buddy are to follow, and stick to it. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back in Las Vegas at the Tank here at the Golden Nugget Casino. It's the Oceanic party, pre-show party for DEMA here in Las Vegas. And they're entertaining their dealers here across the country, if not the world for that matter. Oceanic Aries and Hollis brand dive gear. Now, we've moved over towards the pool with Laura here from the Golden Nugget. And we have our Scuba Radio mermaids here. Laura, have you ever had a mermaid in your pool or in the tank?
You know, people call me a mermaid all the time. My nickname is the Shark Lady. So technically, I'm in the tank all the time, and I am a mermaid. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we got Mermaid Jen with us right now from Scuba Radio. What do you think of this stuff here, Jen?
I think it's amazing, and she's definitely a mermaid. Swimming with, what, 6 or 7 sharks in there every day?
16.
Okay, 16 sharks? You are a bona fide mermaid for sure.
Okay, there she's been christened or something, or, I don't know, hazed, maybe. There could be a ceremony involved there, Laura. Look out.
I think so. I'm just not as pretty as these mermaids, so.
Oh, no.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Yes, okay, there we go. Now, Laura, let's talk a little bit about the casino, because divers do come here to the Golden Nugget and then, what, accidentally find out about the tank or vice versa, or what?
You know, I think when people go online and they want to see a really cool place in Las Vegas, they see the tank and immediately they want to book here. But I think divers are unique because they're adventure travelers. They love to go everywhere. We have some of the best cycling and climbing in the world right here in Las Vegas, just outside of here. So staying at the Golden Nugget and swimming with sharks and then going climbing the next day, what a great vacation.
Absolutely. You can't beat it, for sure. It's an impressive layout here at the Golden Nugget Casino. And the tank, of course, you got to get a drink at the dive bar, too. It's goldennugget.com. Check it out.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI,
the way the world learns to dive.
I got laid down in Hawaii by a brown-skinned girl with a Mai Tai in one hand. Then I got laid on the beach in Maui by a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
That's Eric Stone. He's going to help us open the DEMA show tomorrow morning. Actually, hour two of Scuba Radio will be a day later here as we're recording for the DEMA show in Las Vegas. And stick around for that. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. Now, Dan Emke from Oceanic is here hosting the party here with us at the Golden Nugget Casino in Las Vegas at the Tank, hanging out with some of your friends. Right, Dan? Who do you got here?
Well, we have affiliates, we have distributors, we have dealers, we have friends of the company, and we are having a ball. And we just want to remind everybody the dive industry is alive and well, and you get out of it what you put into it.
Good point. All right, and you have Dan King. Welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Your connection to Oceanic and this company is what, Dan?
I'm a retailer of Oceanic, and they're my biggest vendor, so I do really well with them, and they're great.
Now, Larry was telling us earlier, it's all about service. Is that what you like about the brand as well, or what?
Absolutely. Customer service is their number one on that, as far as I'm concerned. I know that I can take care of my customers because they'll take care of me. It's a great relationship.
Well, it's a common theme. We obviously have heard quite a bit. What do you think of the party? Not a bad layout here for this little party they're throwing here at the Golden Nugget, you think?
Well, this is amazing. I mean, just all these people and all that. I wonder how they can afford it. But
well, the mermaid. We got the mermaids cheap, didn't we, Dan?
Well, that was probably the only budget item, but they sure look good out there.
They do. We got our Scuba Radio mermaids. They're actually cavorting with the divers here from the Golden Nugget tank facility. I don't know they're jumping up and down and making weird kind of, I don't know, what's going on out there?
Well, hopefully they're having a good time like the rest of us.
Yeah, aren't they? Well, how can you not have a good time in Las Vegas with a bunch of divers? Come on, let's be real.
Well, we've always had a good time. Bottom line is the dive industry is alive and well, and we're having a good time.
This is true. All right. Well, like I said, we have hour two is literally going to be recorded from the show floor at the Las Vegas Convention Center. That'll wrap it up for our little pre-show party here. Thanks to our friends from Oceanic and the folks here at the Golden Nugget Casino. We're going to have to come back here and do some diving here in the tank, I think. All right. Well, stick around because hour two will be a day later here in Las Vegas. Yeah, it's something about that time change, or it could have something to do with the fact that we're recording our show since the DEMA show is during the week. But we will be broadcasting to you live from the show floor, giving you a backstage pass to the DEMA show in Las Vegas in hour two. So stick around, a lot of special guests, a lot of cool new dive gear to talk about, and of course, some of the coolest destinations you can go to dive around the planet. That's all in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.